KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Health Department's officials have begun consultations with organizations whose funding has been frozen or terminated by the U.S. They received letters last week confirming the halting of the U.S. government's donor funding for HIV, AIDS and TB response programs. South Africa is one of the beneficiaries of the U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, PEPFAR. It funds 17% of the country's treatment and support programs. Health says through the consultations, they want to understand the extent of the impact the cuts have had in order to decide what type of interventions are needed. The departments urged those living with HIV who were receiving treatment from the funded sites to continue their treatment journey at their nearest public health facilities. The organization Undoing Tax Abuse says it supports the creation of a central register for public servants dismissed for misconduct, but it warns it could be misused. OUTA argues that without proper oversight, the register could be weaponized against whistleblowers and employees who expose corruption. The organization says there needs to be a formal appeal process to protect those wrongly listed and stronger penalties for officials who ignore the register when hiring. And Volodymyr Zelensky is urging Russia to stop what he calls their air terror if there's to be any chance of ending the conflict in Ukraine. In his latest social media post, the country's leader has accused the Kremlin of not wanting peace. He says more than 1,000 attack drones have been launched against Ukrainian cities in the past week. It follows Zelensky's heated row with Donald Trump in the Oval Office on Friday, but his predecessor, Petro Poroshenko, is calling for negotiations to continue. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 29 tomorrow, Richards Bay 32. For Newswatch, I'm Dino Mpahlele.